New recommendations for Ontario schools aim to help students improve their chances of lifelong financial success. This is a positive step. However, learning about finances begins with parents at home, who can teach their children about fiscal accountability in a number of different ways. But first, by modeling good financial stewardship. Starting this fall, the Ontario curriculum for grade 4 to 12 will include new guidelines for teachers on how to incorporate financial education into daily class time. The idea, according to the province, is to help young consumers better understand their personal and family finances and appreciate their roles as producers and consumers in a global economy. I know there's a lot of students out there that are saying, thank God, it's about time. Catherine Benetch is with us, researcher, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada in Ottawa, and she's with us now. Good afternoon, Catherine. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Scott. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks, and thanks for taking the time to join us. How did this topic come about? How did you even get on this track?
This is a timely topic, as you mentioned. It's about the curriculum in schools for grades 4 to 12. School is just around the corner here, and it ties in with the work that we do here at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, looking at topics related to marriage and family, and money is one of those topics.
You know, I remember I was telling the audience earlier on that every so often I do a youth panel and have some high school kids come on and talk about various things. And I remember this topic coming up, that they were very, 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 very concerned about how they were going to make their way through university, paying their tuition, and then, of course, the debt that comes after graduation that we all hear so much about. And they were actually begging for help. They were asking for people to teach them. Is it the school's responsibility? Is it the parents'?
Teaching kids about financial literacy is a partnership between the schools and the parents and other institutions as well. This is a good step forward to have the curriculum focusing more on financial literacy, but at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada, we focus on the idea that parents are the primary educators of their children, and financial literacy is something that begins at home. So if parents are modeling good financial behavior, they're being responsible with their resources. Children and young adults are more likely to pick up on that behavior and model it in their own lives as well.
Sometimes financial planners say, you know, the worst people you can ask about stuff like this is your parents. What about if parents are not as financially savvy as they should be?
That's a fair question. It's difficult, and that really depends on the dynamics of each family. Some parents, as you said, are better with finances than others, but there are a lot of resources out there for parents to access. There's just Googling, talking with children about money will provide a lot of links. The Globe and Mail, Maclean's Magazine, Canadian Living have a good number of articles on it, and ours as well. I mean, talking about money at home is a good way to get that conversation started. Teachable moments could come up, you know, when your child has a new job. You can say, well, how much are we going to save? How important is saving for the future? And just modeling that behavior. Or one example would be parents could decide to focus on saving rather than splurging on a big ticket item. So just children seeing their parents acting responsibly with money is a good step in starting that conversation. You could also have an allowance program for your kids. You know, if you had a $3 allowance for a child who's 6 years old, for example, they could save $2 and have that $1 for spending. And just going from that basis, as that child grows up and gets older, they'll realize, okay, well, so much goes towards saving, so much goes towards spending. Money is not an infinite resource and needs to be handled carefully in order to avoid problems like personal debts and just being able to live within one's means.
We have this conversation in my house where, with my 8-year-old almost on a weekly or monthly basis. And we have talked about allowance, because and the debate is you know, is this just, are these chores, things that you should be doing around the house anyway, or should you be paid for them? But obviously, thinking that, you know, you should be just doing them around the house anyway, you're missing the point by giving them the money and trying to show them this financial responsibility.
That is an interesting topic. That wasn't necessarily an area that we focused on, but you're right, financial responsibility is something worth discussing in itself. It's a skill that is needed throughout life, whether it's, you know, paying for university, buying a home, buying a car. These are important conversations to have and to equip young people in this next generation with the skills and knowledge that they need to manage their personal finances in a productive way. These are the next generation, and as producers and consumers in a global economy, the more skills you have, the more knowledge that there is, the better their chances are of being financially successful.
Obviously, with being involved with the group that you're with and the Institute of Marriage and Family, you know the pressures. You know what goes on every day. You know how tough life can be for parents and students and everybody making all ends meet and getting everything done that that everybody needs to get done. But at what point and how do you decide how much time you're going to devote to this sort of thing, especially in a classroom where, you know, the maths and sciences and Englishes and other things that we have to get in there?
There certainly are a lot of time constraints. As you've mentioned, there are a lot of topics to cover, and I think that's where this report is focusing on incorporating financial literacy into the programs that are already there. So, for example, in a music class, one question a teacher could ask is, if you are interested in pursuing a career as a musician, how will you support yourself while you're freelancing? And so that's just a way to get children and young adults to be thinking in terms of taking what they're learning in school and applying it practically. And now that is a good start, but having parents come alongside that process and when the kids come home and they're talking about these topics, it might be worth sitting down and sketching out a budget. How much does food and rent and even the guitar and travel costs, and seeing, you know, what's your money coming in, what's your money going out, and just having that open discussion and conversation, and money being something that is a normal part of life. It is a part of life and something that can cause a great deal of stress if there isn't the proper knowledge and how to handle it. And so I think that it is difficult to incorporate it into on top of everything else, but as the school system is incorporating it in with existing programs, I think it's a good step forward.
Yeah, I guess you could use other topics and every so often sort of, you know, pull this into it and to teach sort of two things at one sitting. Is this going to start in September?
It is.
And how much thought has been put into what they're actually going to teach? You said that this is going to be spread over from grade 9 to 12?
It's grade 4 through 12.
Right.
It seems that they put a lot of thought into it. Actually, there's over 200 pages of recommendations for teachers of the different classes. There's recommendations for art and business and science and health and math and business, for example. And so there's a 200-page report for grade 9 to 12 and then a smaller report for grades 4 to 8. So there are a lot of suggestions, and here these are guidelines that teachers can go through and act on. So it'll be interesting to see what recommendations are taken and put into the classroom.
And also how they differ from, say, grade 4 to grade 12.
The recommendations that I've seen from grade 4, it's more obviously appropriate for the age level that the children are at, probably working with more immediate relatable topics, for example, allowances and saving for smaller items, whereas the focus in the upper years are looking at more career focus, as I mentioned before with the music example. What does it look like to have a career in music? Another example that came up was in a law class, talking about the professions that are available to students who choose to pursue a career in the legal arena. So it's age appropriate and focused on topics that would be relevant to each age group.
What's the response been from everybody involved, teachers, parents, and students?
That's hard to say. The curriculum hasn't taken effect yet, but we are optimistic that this will be a good step forward towards educating the next generation and being financially responsible, and also giving the opportunity for parents to step in and realize that they do have a role to play in this as well, and just making money a topic of conversation at the dinner table, in the home, just talking about what it means to live within one's means, paying bills, saving for needs versus wants, things like that, just to make money a priority in, or talking about money and understanding it, a priority in family life.
Do you have anybody there, any experience of people challenging this and saying, oh, you know, come on, guys, now we're teaching kids how to live. This is not what the school system is about. Or have we just come to a point in society where we've got to face reality?
I think that being able to handle finances is a constant part of just life. Everybody needs money. Everybody needs to spend money. It's part of being a consumer and a producer. So I think that being able to, and I mean, it is a timely topic, and as you said, it is time to address it, perhaps more so because there is the global recession. There is a large debt load. The average Canadian family has over $100,000 in debt. So this is something that the Ontario government thought needs to be addressed, and basically get them early, get them thinking about money, what it means to save, to spend, to have a budget.
Do you think this will bridge the generation gap at all? Because it just seems things are changing so quickly that the parents are just so far behind the kids when it comes to knowledge. And I guess that's just the typical of every generation. Sign of the times?
Parents being behind their children may not be a fair assessment. It really depends on each family dynamic, but even if parents are lacking in their own personal situation in terms of financial responsibility, it's never too late to start. There are a multitude of resources available online to help parents with teaching their children, with becoming financially more capable themselves, and it's always this may be a good place to start for parents themselves to be increasing their financial knowledge and becoming more aware of the help that is out there.
It'll be interesting to see in 10 years how this all progresses and how the different generation knows more than the previous after implementing all this.
It will be interesting to see, you know, what skills and knowledge and basically how financial literacy will change if there is an impact, and hope we can always, you know, hope that down the road it will have a positive influence.
Website we can go to, Catherine, to find out more about this?
Our website is www.imfcanada.org. There will be a link to our e-review online.
Catherine Bennett has been with us, researcher, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Catherine, thanks very much for the time. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.